Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nag-umpisa ito sa Blacktown sa New South Wales. Mga anong taon ba ito nagsimula?
It was around 2006, 2007. So it's been a long time.
So what was the inspiration behind wanting to teach yung Brazilian art of jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, we just happened to, really like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So we got into that. Tapos na-realize namin yung benefits ng martial arts. And me and my family, we just wanted to spread it out para mag-benefit yung community. So we started the business and here we are. So,
now, let's talk about the benefits. So in your case, ano ba yung benefits naman ng pag-aaral ng jiu-jitsu?
It's a really good form of therapy for us kasi, you know, like people have certain hobbies, like yung iba mahilig sila mag-surfing or fishing or something. For us, it's jiu-jitsu and it gives us, you know, it gives us peace when we do it. So apart from that, because we're really into it, so na-fix din namin yung diet namin because we gotta perform well in what we do. So everything just connects, right? Mm-hmm. Yung lifestyle namin, naaayos namin, yung diet, we exercise more, and so that's some of the benefits that we get from jiu-jitsu, from doing what we do.
Okay, pero ang nakakatuwa dito sa art form na to, if I'm not mistaken, is that hindi siya sabihin natin na age-centric, 'di ba? Hindi rin siya namimili sa kung sino-sino ang pwedeng mag-aral nito. So let's say for the kids, kasi especially malapit na ang summer. I mean, summer na and most of them are entering yung term break na nga nila, 'di ba? Parang for the uninitiated, ano ang magandang sabihin natin na bentahe ng pagkakaroon or pag-aaral ng jiu-jitsu, lalo na for kids?
For kids? Yeah, well, it builds a lot of confidence for kids because they learn. So the jiu-jitsu is a form of fighting where we don't have to strike. It's more about control. It's a perfect self-defense for children kasi, di ba, ayaw naman natin yung mga bata, sinusuntok yung ibang mga bata,
yes.
Di ba? So this is, jiu-jitsu is a form of control and there's wrestling incorporated in it. Mm-hmm. And it's a ground fighting system. We take the fight to the ground and we take control of, say, for example, for a child, someone who's bullying them, where hindi na nila kailangan suntukin yung isang bata. And this builds confidence in them because once they realize na, oh, kaya ko palang pagtanggol yung sarili ko, I can fight, then they become more verbal because when you're physically confident, nagiging verbally confident ka din. And that goes for the kids. So in many forms of martial arts that are effective, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is one of the most effective arts, kaya nga, it's a really growing art at the moment. It's because of its effectivity, but the confidence that it brings to people. Hindi lang sa kids, sa adults din.
Ayan, nakakatuwa naman. So now, switching gears, let's talk about how the academy has grown, branching out to 4 other schools in New South Wales, with 1 in Manila also. So,
yeah.
Ano bang challenges yung sabihin natin talagang na-encounter ninyo in expanding the business?
Well, for one, when Corona came, that was a big challenge, yung coronavirus, because
yes.
It shut all the gyms down. And we're actually on 5 now, so we have 5,
okay.
And we're going to open up 2 more next year, mm-hmm. And hopefully more in Philippines. But yeah, those are some of the challenges. Some of the challenges, I think, the normal challenges of business, I guess, yung staffing, yung mga ganon, you need to find the right people, and dealing with customers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if I find that if we plan things out really well, we normally don't encounter much issues in the business. I think we did things for the right reason. We didn't, yung business namin, like we didn't open the business for money. We opened the business because we love what we do. So that's one of the recipes that made our businesses successful is because we actually enjoy what we're doing. And every day that we go to work, for us, it's not work. It's just, that's just the way we live.
Well,
if that makes sense.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, it totally does. Now, in terms of, sabihin na lang natin, new insights, meron ka bang natutunan sa pagkakaroon or pag-run ng business na katulad nito in a different setting, di ba? Such as
yeah.
Australia.
I think one of the biggest lessons I learned was to be very resilient. Kasi nga, di ba, there's a lot of, like there's big challenges that come, and a great example was the coronavirus challenge where she not done lahat ng gyms. And I think, you know, I take my hats off sa mga gym owners sa Manila, lahat sila shut down almost a year na from what I heard. So dito, we were shut down for like 3 or 4 months, and you know, all our income stream was cut off. Tapos kailangan pa rin namin magbayad ng rent.
Right.
We still had to pay everything. And in order for us to keep yung mga staff namin, syempre kailangan din namin bigyan sila ng konting incentive para pag-open, bumalik sila. So, we, you know what? To make it short, dumiskarte na lang kami. Diskarte lang yan. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to find ways to make things work, be resilient. Hindi kami pwedeng sumuko, or otherwise, that's years and years of hard work that we were gonna let go. And you know what? Nakalabas kami sa kabilang side ng tunnel, and we saw the light.
Well said, Chris. And finally, ano naman ang mensahe mo sa fellow kababayans who also have dreams of being, you know, business owners pero reluctant or hesitant to give it a shot?
Just, yeah, give it a shot. You know, take that risk. Sometimes life requires risk. So, lakasan nyo lang yung loob nyo. Ang pera, pumupunta sa kamay natin, lumilipad, they come and go, they come and go. So, might as well try.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.